on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything ducks.
And now.
Oh, that says duck. Why is it the... Oh, it's a duck dad joke.
Oh,
I thought it was the duck sound effect, but in fact, it's a duck dad joke. So since I started to play Alex, I might as well just hear it. I mean, right, okay. Lex? Here we go.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis. So a duck walks into a pharmacy and says, "Give me some chapstick and put it on my bill." This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarous.
From Alexis.
Sorry, yeah. I played that one.
You get it?
I get it, though, Lex. It was good. It was
reminds me of that terrible movie I watched this week. I'll be reviewing tomorrow. It has a little part about ducks in it.
I don't know what movie you're referring to. You mean Love Story from 1994?
Love Affair.
You don't even know the title.
Calm down, Patterson.
Yeah, wow. Honest mistake.
Thank you, Lex.
Wow.
Just wait, Alexis. You're going to get the brunt of my anger.
I know. I'm scared already.
Oh, goodness gravy.
Hashtag okay. Human centipede.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay, as promised before.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you will, no. Girl.
Great. I can't wait
to. You really don't know?
No, I've seen pictures, stills, but I know. I've never watched it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Don.
Oh. I think two is even better than one.
I do,
There's
too.
More than one?
Maybe we should assign her to Human Centipede 2. I mean, it's not like you're really going to miss anything by watching one.
Lex, you will be like one of those fainting goats. You will just topple forward in on your couch. You will just like and you'll just fall forward. When you even hear the concept, you will just topple forward. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. So as promised, we'll do this and then we'll get to some stories. Lex has Chris Rock did an interview recently. We'll talk about that. And then I have a crazy story out of my home state of Indiana. But first, as promised, I got into a YouTube vortex yesterday, like we sometimes do, especially in the pandemic. And one guy that I stumbled across is a genius. He has put together a couple volumes of the best of NeNe Leakes dragging everybody. This is not for the faint of heart. This is very adult, so if you have any kids, Ian Punnett used to call it kids in carpool alert, but there are no more carpools, so bada boom, bada bing, whatever it means now. This first one, I just have a few. This first one is the one I referred to, where they are all at a luncheon, and this is back in the cast where Phaedra was there, Candy was fairly new, Sheree was there, and they're all sitting around, and Phaedra starts talking about her sex life with Apollo, and held nothing back, like talking about powdered sugar and just all of these food items, and then NeNe NeNe says this. Take a listen.
I would never put Kool-Aid, candy yams, a peppermint candy, pancake syrup, you know, none of those things in my vajayjay. That's crazy.
Candy yams, pancake syrup, peppermint candy. Oh, goodness gravy. It's just so good. And most of the fights are with Sheree. And here's just a few of her. This is a little bit of a couple exchanges with Sheree, and they start talking about NeNe and Sheree's veneers and their need. Sheree tells NeNe that she has nasty teeth and she needs to get veneers. And here we go.
Not really. I've heard is that you are saying that I've taken money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. You want to have
grand bar $10,000?
How much money have you made, Miss Bain?
I don't.
What's your status at the bank?
And so you should explain, because I don't have the problem. I just think you do.
Oh.
get on the right team, sweetheart. You ride with the wrong team. You ride with the wrong team.
I'm not ashamed of anything.
You riding on the wrong team. You don't understand this. While you were running your mouth with him, I was running to the bank, sweetie. And depositing a Trump check.
Honey,
Donald Trump. So you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you this right here. For the rest of this time we sitting up here.
Oh my gosh.
She's so good. She's just amazing. So here's a couple more moments. This is now Kim. Her fire is now directed toward Kim. Kim has opened up her storage unit, and Nene has some things to say in the storage unit.
Hi. Kim has a lot of stuff in her storage. Wigs, a dead body, an old Big Papa laying up in there. I mean, who knows?
What? Old Big Papa. Big Papa was her fiance. Her sugar daddy, basically, Kenny, just to fill you in.
Yeah.
She had this guy we never saw. It was how she got all of her money, and she called him Big Papa.
Yeah.
And we never saw him on camera. It was like a secret relationship. I think he was married, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Oh.
And you never saw him. Okay. And the final one, this is the other one I referenced. So, this one involves Phaedra. So Phaedra is pregnant, my talkers, and she is being real sketchy about when she had the baby. When she got pregnant.
Because
her image, it's kind of like Countess Luann on New York. Mm-hmm. Phaedra's image was all, she is a religious Southern Belle, right, ladies? She is
and
a
she
religious.
Wasn't it would prove basically she wasn't married when she got pregnant.
So she had this image that she wanted to uphold, but all the ladies are doing the math and nothing is seeming right. Take a listen.
I bet you were 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, my due date was July 26th or August 1st.
Look, chicks from the hood, honey, don't even know who they're pregnant by, and they know how far they are. It was either not his baby or she got pregnant before she got married. And now these are my eyes, and if you don't like them, you can pluck them out and give me two more. How about that?
34 weeks is when he's going to come.
Oh, okay. Shut up! That is so stupid!
Isn't it dangerous to have a baby at 6 and 7 months?
Not if everything's fully formed and his lungs are functioning.
I ain't never heard of no doctor that do that.
Me either.
Listen, a lot of attorneys are excellent liars. And the fact that she couldn't come up with a good lie.
It's so good.
It's so ridiculous.
And she just kept lying about it. Just couldn't
not lie. That's the thing with Phaedra. She will stick with her lies. She lied about so much stuff, and then she just will never, ever admit to lying.
No.
She's a good lawyer, guys.
Yeah, because she is an attorney.
Do you ever see her in action?
Yeah, we did a few times, Lex. I think we did a few times, but that was one of the questions people had is like, does she actually practice law or?
Well, isn't she a funeral director now?
She was.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. She was a funeral director. But the best fights, though, of that show was Kim and Nene. I mean, just those two going at it, and Kim always wore wigs, and Nene. Oh, and then remember the fight with Sheree and Nene, with Sheree and Kim, Lex, mm-hmm. when, or Dawn, you watched too.
Yeah.
When Sheree grabbed her wig off her head. On the street.
Outside.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Kim makes so much money off of wigs, though. She has a whole wig line.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful line of human hair wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she does. I mean, now, because back in the early days of the show, her wigs were messed up. I mean, they looked real fake.
Oh, yeah. Well, and she was also the one that, she had a sugar daddy, but she wasn't fully established. She, because it was kind of like Bethany of the New York crew, just upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just both getting it done.
Yeah. Oh,
so the wigs now look good, Jason?
They look better. They look better. Yeah.
Are they expensive? Could we pool our money together and buy one for
Buy a Kim Zolciak wig? We could. We could buy a Kim Zolciak wig.
So I'm on a site reviewing Phaedra as a lawyer. It's not good. Stunned that she passed the bar. Phaedra is the most unprofessional, want to act professional, inept, POS attorney I've ever had. I paid her $3,000 to assist me with legal matters, and she didn't do a thing. Another person says that she missed their appointment twice, didn't even call. Her paralegal does all the work. Well, you know what? Paralegals do, just in general, that's their, they do a lot of work for the lawyers. Yeah, that's just, they do most of the paperwork and things like that. Can't trust her. The most horrible lawyer I've ever used. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And then at the top, I noticed there are some 5-star ratings that seem like she just had other accounts, you know, had people put reviews up there. Oh, well.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You can watch old episodes on the Hulu. 8:16. Elizabeth Reese is coming up next with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The biggest entertainment stories right now. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, streaming around the world on our My Talk app. It's time to get caught up with those stories with Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, friends.
Morning.
Okay, let's talk about the Academy of Country Music Awards, looking a little different last night, but Taylor Swift made a surprise return. This was her first performance at a Country Music Awards show in 7 years. Did you realize that?
What?
She last performed at a country show in November of 2013, and that's when they did at the Country Music Award or the Country Music Association Awards, so the CMAs. She did the song Red, her song, with Alison Krauss and Vince Gill and, you know, a bunch of other people. But she surprised fans when she announced that she was going to be on the ACM Awards and sang the song Betty. She did all of her own hair and makeup and styling and everything, and showed up to sing. But it was that, I thought that 7 years since she's done a country show is kind of interesting, just because she has such roots in country. But then you realize how long it's been since she's really been exclusively country music.
Yeah.
It is a long time. I didn't realize it was.
I know, but I love her new album. I just love it. I just listen to it and I find it to be really relaxing and really nice.
That's
And this is not a referendum on you. You're just delivering it. Don't you love the fact that the fact that Taylor did her own hair and makeup makes a headline?
Yeah.
It cracks me up.
Yeah, that's a huge headline on People. I'll read it to you. Taylor Swift did her own hair, makeup, and styling. See her final look.
So did Alexis this morning.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
I will say, you can tell on the makeup when a pro does it versus when a pro doesn't. I'm just telling you.
You can. Yes,
and this
is
my own personal experience, too. Like, I do my own makeup for TV, and then when I have a pro come in, I go, oh, so that's how it's really supposed to look.
And it never really sticks. So yeah,
that's how it should go. Yeah, and it'll last for, like, 3 days. If you have a makeup artist do your makeup, it's... Don't wash your face. Just sleep face up. And don't move and don't sweat a little bit, and then you'll be fine for like a couple days.
Sleep on your back. You know, don't sleep on your side.
That's what you have to do. Cardi B's camp is shutting down rumors that Offset had another child with somebody else, and that's why they're splitting. Or is expecting a baby with another woman. And sources saying, no, that's false. There's no other child, no baby on the way. She wants it to be amicable. But listen, I mean, he's been hooking up with lots of other people, so it's certainly
still
not
cheating on him.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
No, come on, people.
Right.
Let's not be silly.
I know. She shouldn't have married him to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, really.
Sometimes God throws a pebble at you, and then he throws a rock.
Yeah.
And then he throws a boulder.
Yeah.
And then an asteroid hits your house.
Right. Do you still learn after that?
Most of us know. Most of us, unfortunately, if you look at human nature, we do not learn.
So true.
We do not listen the first 10 times or after that.
Yeah.
Such is life. Speaking of people who are trying to learn a lesson, let's talk about Lori Loughlin. So her request to serve her 2-month prison sentence in Victorville, California, has been approved by a judge. So it's a medium security prison. She wanted to be at a facility closest to her home in California if it was going to be in line with the right security level. So she already has a prison registration number assigned to her, so they're ready to welcome her with open arms.
Oh, boy.
She's ordered to surrender to the facility no later than 2 p.m. on November 19th, 2020. And they do have a low security camp for 300 inmates, and that's where Lori would be. I mean, I bet there's going to be tons of Full House fans in there. And yeah. It's going to probably be good for her. It was the prison time was the best thing for Martha Stewart to try to bring her back to earth and trying to realize not everybody lives on acreage in the Hamptons.
Right? Yeah.
I know it's shocking for these people, but not everyone lives like that.
Uh-huh. It is shocking.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be good for her. She could write a book after this. And she could base a Hallmark movie on herself when they hire her back. America loves a comeback story. She'll be back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you less than enthusiastic? Yeah. Not ready.
And
okay.
Just feeling rewarded for really bad behavior.
Yeah, you do. That's America. You get rewarded for bad behavior.
That's right. True. And the people that are on the straight and narrow, you don't talk about them.
No.
Not you in particular, but we don't talk about them.
No, we collectively.
Right, right.
Sure. Well, I think, and there's a difference if she shows some contrition, if she shows some humility.
Yeah.
You know, I think the problem, maybe Lex, what you're stuck with, the same thing I'm stuck with, is she showed no humility and no sense of being humble when she was walking into the court every day signing DVDs of seasons of Full House.
It was only at her sentencing that she started to say, I made an awful decision. Yeah.
Because she got blowback.
Right. But pushed against the wall.
People like a comeback, and we all are going to make a mistake. We're all going to fall on our face. But you got to just sit in that mistake. And she just didn't seem like she had an ounce of humility and an ounce of taking this seriously. She acted like it was a scene from a reality show. I think maybe that's why we have trouble even considering a comeback. Lex, am I
no, absolutely.
Right?
We also have Felicity Huffman and the way she responded,
right, which is totally
similar.
Yeah,
and she handled it in the way that we hoped that Lori Loughlin would, and she didn't.
I do think there's a parenting lesson here, though, and here's what Lori Loughlin said on August 21st at her sentencing. She said, "I thought I was acting out of love for my children, but in reality, I had only undermined and diminished my daughter's abilities and accomplishments." And, you know, I know that this is an extreme case, but let me just make a brief argument that I think we all can do that at different levels, right? Like, there's this thing that we have that we're trying to pave the way to make everything easier for our kids and thinking that that's going to make them better. And in reality, what it does is just what Lori said. It diminishes their abilities and their accomplishments. And she's probably been doing that to them since they were little, thinking, oh, if I remove all the obstacles, then their life will be better.
It's so tempting to want to fight your kids' battles. I mean, I still deal with it to this day. And she's 28 years old. I just get, you know, when people do her wrong in business or whatever, I just want to. Oh, God.
Bernie just said today, I have to go and no one's going to play with me on the playground. And my thought was, I'm going to the playground and I'm going to make sure that someone plays with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like a psycho that happens to you.
Oh, it's true. It's so true.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah. There you go. So, everybody, go forth into the world. Be strong. Be brave.
Go forth. Go forth and watch Elizabeth Reese today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, everyone, Chris Rock is speaking up about the Jimmy Fallon blackface controversy. Plus, who should play Madonna in her biopic? We'll have those stories and more right after these very important messages.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Wet your whistle.
Lip Quencher.
Wet your whistle with the wet, wonderful colors of Lip Quencher. There's no lipstick quite like Lip Quencher. Created by Chapstick, drenched with moisturizers, so your lips feel as good as they look.
Lip
Quencher. Wet your whistle.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Wet your whistle, everyone. Wet your whistle.
God.
Drenched. Lip Quencher. Drenched, Lex.
Drenched.
Drenched. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Where Is B. Arthur? I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Mm-hmm. Where is B. Arthur? Oh, where can B. Arthur be? Chris Rock opening up. He's out promoting the new season of Fargo, which I'm so excited is actually happening.
Me too.
I was afraid it wouldn't. It stars Chris, but
it's gangster. About that. It's like The Godfather.
Yeah. It's the here's the cliche. It's Chris Rock. Like you've never seen him before. But
isn't that the truth?
Yeah. He's addressing a lot of things. He talked about Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Remember, like, yeah, about 6 months ago, there was blackface controversies. People were finding old footage of comedians, white comedians, including Kimmel and Fallon. What did Rock say about this? Because they're friends.
Yeah, they are friends. And, yeah, this in 2000 on SNL, he did an impression of Chris Rock in blackface. And so to hear from Chris Rock himself, great. And he said that, you know, we're friends. He is not racist. And I love what he said. He said a lot of people want to say intention doesn't matter, but it does. And I don't think Jimmy Fallon intended to hurt me, and he didn't.
Okay.
That is so true. When you really think about a lot of anything, whether it's blackface or even a comment on the side from someone, you know, you have to really think about what their intention is. Did you mean it in a mean way? And this, he was celebrating him. And, you know, Jimmy Fallon did say, look, it wasn't funny. I'll obviously never do that again. And comedy can be questionable.
Well, it's not a victimless art. You know, there's always a victim in comedy. I don't care who there's, you know. And I obviously can't and have no right to speak whether it's offensive or not. Chris is a black man. But I will tell you, Lex.
And it was about Chris. He was impersonating him.
And I will tell you, for me, for instance, the intent thing, I've said it before, like a gay joke. If Dawn made a gay joke, like a good-hearted, I would not be offended. Because, and I'm using Dawn, this is a hypothetical. Dawn has never told me a gay joke. But I mean, but if there was, you know, like, what do gay horses eat? Hey. You know, if Dawn had told me that, which is my favorite joke of all time, and Lex knows
that.
That's my all-time favorite joke. I don't care what anybody says. It's my favorite joke of all time. What do gay horses eat? Hey. It's damn, you can't tell me different. It's really funny. Anyway, if Dawn had told me that joke, I would not be offended. I don't get my granny panties in a bunch over that. However, if Steve 2457 on Twitter comes at me and calls me fairy, or you know what I mean, or makes a gay joke that's questionable, I will question the motives. I will be a little offended because I don't know that dude's intention.
I don't know him.
Lex, you don't know me like that. I don't know him like that.
No.
So I agree with that. Dawn, you any thoughts?
I do have thoughts. So we put all of the blame on Jimmy Fallon here, but what about the responsibility of everybody else involved in the production? There are people that approve these scripts. There are writers. There are makeup people who are told to do this. There's Lorne Michaels himself. It's like, it's not like Jimmy Fallon just like put on blackface and came out of his house and said, I'm going to do this thing here. You know what I mean?
No, that was Julianne Hough.
Exactly.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like, listen, I'm not trying to protect Jimmy Fallon in any way. He's admitted that it was wrong. It was different times, of course. Yeah. But what about everybody else that just stood back and let it happen? Nobody talks about those people, you know?
That
approved this, and he didn't. I don't know. It's just to blame it all on one person is, I think, a wrong way to do it.
Yeah,
he's just the easy target.
He's
like kind of the boss, he's not. But you know what I mean. Like he's the one that did it, and so
Same thing with Kimmel. I mean, people are Kimmel was on Howard Stern.
How was that?
Yesterday.
I missed it yesterday.
You know, it was really good. I mean, you know, Jimmy was really talking a lot about the Emmys because he's promoting that because he's hosting it. And the most fascinating thing about that interview shocked me, talking about how Hollywood really is just disgusting sometimes and it never changes even when you die. He was telling Howard that, you know, every year there's controversy with the in memoriam segment, whether it's the Oscars, the Emmys, the CMAs, whatever. He said, what people don't know is there is actual lobbying from dead stars representatives to the producers. Really? Like, oh yeah, like there is a lobby. Like they will call Howard was using the example of the guy that played Eddie Haskell, you know, and Howard was playing the role of the agent for Eddie Haskell. He's like, ah, he's a TV legend and he's a term. I mean, people say, hey, you're an Eddie Haskell. And he was like, yeah, he goes, people, their representatives call the producers of said award shows and lobby on their behalf to get them in these tribute montages. And Jimmy's like, Hollywood just never ceases to be disgusting. Even when they die, it's still a game. It's just still the game. You're playing a game even after you die. I had no idea.
For marketing purposes?
Probably.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. So, it's probably not wholesome reasons there.
Yeah, I don't know. It surprised me, but then again, it didn't. It's like, okay, it is. It's all publicity. It's all a game. That's what these people get paid to do. But so that was interesting. He talked about, you know, his summer off, who his favorite guest hosts have been. I love his rapport with Howard. I mean, as Lex, you know, you listen with frequency.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. They're real friends. And you can tell they do great interviews together. So I'm going to be curious to see Jimmy come back because people, I brought Kimmel up to begin with because he had his own blackface. At the same time they unearthed the footage of Fallon, they unearthed the footage of Kimmel. So
doing I think he did Carl Malone and Oprah at different times
on the Man Show, I believe. Wasn't
it? Man Show. Yeah, he really did a lot of Carl Malone.
Did they bring that up at all with Howard?
You know what? I didn't. They might have at the very end. I did not hear it the very end of the interview. So if they did, somebody tweet us.
That, yeah, at a previous interview, too, because he's on, you know, every few months
a
or
lot.
So.
Yeah, he's on a lot.
Yeah.
But it was good to hear him. I'm with Lex. I'm a Jimmy fan. I like Kimmel. I think he has a good heart.
My favorite.
Yeah, and he's a good dude. So it is 8:41, friends. When we come back, the Madonna biopic. We're going to talk to the Madonna biopic when we return. Welcome back. Just shake it off, everyone. It's a good lesson. Shake it off. Don't worry about it. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Don and Steve coming up next, followed by Colleen and Bradley and Lori and Julia. It's all today, right here on My Talk 107.1. We played it a couple hours ago. I think one of my favorite Lori and Julia promos are, it's running right now, and that is Lori's observation about the Drew Barrymore show, because it is quintessential Lori, and it's further proof that she gives zero blanks. Like, she just doesn't care. Like, and it is hysterical. She's Julia, did you
watch? Especially when it comes to moms.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to hear about that.
I know. Julia, did you watch a Drew Barrymore show? Lori, I did. It was excruciating. They did an entire segment on being mothers. She just, Lori, I love you. I just love you, Lori. It's coming up on 8:48. Madonna, biopic. Mm-hmm. What's the deets? Vogue, Madonna. Alexis.
She's writing it right now with Diablo Cody. One of my favorite things to do on Instagram when I'm on and I see that she goes live is to click on that and just see what she's doing. Because generally, she's on her white huge couch with Diablo Cody. She's got her computer out. Madonna will sometimes have hers out too, but they're drinking. The dogs are there. The kids are coming in. There's just all of these distractions. And she's trying to write her life story, basically. She's going to direct it, which, you know, that's always a little bit like, you know, when you're writing your own story and then you produce it, you direct it, you're completely in control. But I guess that's the Madonna way too, right? So it's not super surprising, but it is fun. If you ever see her go live on Instagram, check it out. And just to see what they're wearing sometimes too, that's another fun thing. But yeah, she's working on this biopic, and I was curious to see who people are thinking would be great to play her, because she's not going to play herself. This is, you know, when she's moved to New York and growing up in her, you know, early career. And people have thrown out Miley Cyrus.
No.
Nope. Lady Gaga.
No.
Nope. How about her daughter, Lourdes? She's 23.
If she can act, yes.
Okay. And then this is my favorite, who I think would be great. Julia Garner, who played Ruth on Ozark.
Yeah, because she started following her on Instagram and Twitter, people noticed recently.
Ah, wouldn't
and that's
she
why
great?
They're saying that, because Madonna is following her now.
Uh-huh.
She'd be perfect. She's a great actress.
And she's known, but not super well known, not like a Miley Cyrus or a Lady Gaga, you know, where you have real preconceived notions of who she is.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this, Lexa.
That would be good, right?
Well, my thing
what
was,
are you thinking?
Well, my thing was not so much with casting, but I had two things. I had two thoughts on this. The first is, I've said it on this broadcast many times. You should never be in charge of your own biopic, because human nature dictates that you will protect yourself and you will paint yourself in the best light. I have to tell you, there is an asterisk by my years long thinking. That asterisk is Madonna. Because Madonna is like Lori and doesn't care. Madonna Madonna has never feared showing everything. You know, Madonna's really the inventor of shows like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and New York and Orange County. She did it before anyone did with Truth or Dare. If you think about it, think about what Truth or Dare was.
Did.
She really did it before anybody. So she's not afraid to show warts and all. So I have no fear of her editing not flattering things out of her motion picture. So I do not have that concern. What I am concerned about is where do you stop the story? If you're Diablo Cody and Madonna, her life, you could do three movies. So
wow, you're right. Easily.
What is the movie? Now, you just confirmed, and it's her days in New York. But where do you end? I had an idea, and Dawn, as a screenwriter, I want to shut my mouth because I want you to talk. I want to hear your observation. I would end at her appearance on American Bandstand in the early 80s, right after Like a Virgin premiered, where she looks at Dick Clark and Dick Clark goes, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" And she goes, "I want to rule the world." Ooh. And I would end the motion picture there, because we have lived the rest of the story. We know the rest of the story. Dawn, your thoughts?
But do we, Jace?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Because you can't tell everything. It's a shame that we can't get into the part where she hates chrysanthemums or whatever flowers that she was so in that interview. You know, where she gets really bitchy. That's what I want to see. Her relationship with Sean Penn. Kind of want to see some of that. We're not going to get into any of that. So it's really,
I want to know about that.
Right. It's a really safe way to show a story that's the glossy picture of this is how I got started. And my, you know, I mean, that's nice and everything, but there's so much. I mean, it's like 10% of her story.
Yeah.
So
maybe there'll be more movies. It's just a series.
Yeah. It's a safe way to show her coming up in the world, because it doesn't get into anything messy where, you know, she becomes famous and then, you know, she deals with other celebrities and people and what she's really like. So
Kenny, are you going to see the Madonna movie?
Did she feud with Letterman for a while too? I seem to remember
Letterman feud. Yeah. I mean, but it was like a silly, it wasn't based on anything malicious. Oh. It was just, he cracked jokes at her. She found him to be a butthole like Cher did. She went on his show in 94, the F word more times than anyone else. And they made up eventually.
I really like your idea where it ends with Dick Clark, because as you were talking, I was thinking I want it to end with the book. What was it? Sex?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Coming out.
But I actually like your Dick Clark ending a lot better. I'd probably see it. I don't know. I don't have anything against her. I don't know a lot about her.
I will be there opening day.
Same.
I will. I will be wearing my Like a Virgin outfit.
Bright red lips.
What was her? It might have been her first movie about her on tour. I did see that.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh
no!
With Warren Beatty, right?
She was on tour.
That's Truth or Dare.
Yeah, Truth or Dare. I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have seen the movies that she's been in. They're all right. Yeah, Seeking Susan. I didn't mind that.
Sorry. I love that. I think that's
another song all the time.
And may I just say, as
but
a
I say,
Madonna
who's
fan,
that boy? For
oh, for Zen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh.
Underrated album, True Blue. Just going to put it out there in the
universe.
I agree. Thank
it's great
you,
to Lex. Do aerobics, too, as well.
Aerobics?
That's I'm why sorry, I used to force my siblings to do aerobics, too. We'd start
Madonna,
with Live
True
to Tell
Blue.
To stretch. Yep. And then we'd move on to where's the parties on that, right? And
uh-huh.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Love makes the world go round. Yep.
Love it. She hates it, I'm sure, because it's too poppy now. She's above that. But I love it. That was such a good album. Such a good album.
Oh, Papa Don't Preach, too, is on that one.
Yeah. The Mermaid song,
hearts.
Cherish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. La Isla Bonita.
Cherish. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. I went all cherish there. I apologize. Tomorrow on the broadcast, hold on to your wigs and keys and granny panties. Dawn reviews the classic Love Affair starring Warren Beatty and Annette Bening tomorrow on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Stay
tuned for Donna and Steve. If you are listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, and we love you, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.
Beautiful day, oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.